In the ruthless world of the Russian Bratva, weakness equals death, a lesson Kirill Morozov learned through childhood training sessions that would make most adults break. Locked in freezing basements for days, forced into combat with grown men, and subjected to psychological warfare designed to shatter his spirit, Kirill emerged as a man who approaches every relationship like a chess match. His reputation for legendary calm and ruthless efficiency makes him feared throughout the criminal underworld. His life operates with mechanical precision, until his trusted bodyguard, Sasha Lepofsky, introduces an unprecedented variable into his equations. When Kirill overhears Sasha speaking Russian on the phone with unexpected tenderness, calling someone her snowflake, his carefully constructed control begins to crack. His possessiveness drives him to follow her to Moscow, where catastrophe awaits in a snow-covered field. Multiple bullets tear through him before he can reach his weapon, and as consciousness fades, he sees Sasha standing among his attackers, her face as cold as the Russian winter. The physical wounds will heal, but the psychological damage cuts to his core. How could he have missed such treachery from the person closest to him? Sasha harbors secrets far beyond a mysterious phone call. Born Alexandra Ivanova to a wealthy Russian family, her life changed forever when armed men executed her entire family during Christmas. Hidden under a mahogany table, she witnessed the methodical killing of her parents, grandparents, and siblings in 7 minutes that transformed her life. This trauma forged her from privileged teenager into hardened survivor. After learning combat skills from underground contacts, she joined the Russian army as Sasha Lepofsky, binding her chest and adopting masculine mannerisms. Her exceptional abilities earned her position as Kirill's most trusted bodyguard. The suspicious Russia trip was actually Sasha meeting Uncle Albert, who had gathered intelligence on those behind the massacre. When Kirill followed her and was shot by her uncle's security team, Sasha faced an impossible choice. Despite evidence suggesting Kirill's involvement in her family's destruction, her instincts rejected this conclusion. Using her military training, she carried his unconscious body to safety through a treacherous 3-hour journey against hypothermia. Their relationship explores fascinating psychological territory through complex power dynamics. As Kirill's bodyguard, Sasha occupies a contradictory position, technically subordinate yet responsible for his protection, creating a complicated dance of dominance and submission. After the shooting incident, Kirill demotes her to weapon maintenance, a calculated move to break her spirit while keeping her close. Their power struggle culminates when Sasha stages a hunger strike in the bitter Moscow winter, demanding reinstatement with determination that both challenges and fascinates him. When he finally relents, his words cut deep. "You're no longer my trusted person, Lepofsky. You're nothing more than a stranger that I'm keeping for information." The physical dimension of their relationship embodies this power dynamic. When Sasha saves his life during an Albanian ambush, disobeying direct orders, he responds with punishment that blurs the line between violence and intimacy. Yet within this brutal dynamic, moments of unexpected tenderness emerge. When Kirill discovers Sasha huddled on the bathroom floor after her traumatic kidnapping, his gentle embrace reveals a deeper emotional connection beneath his forceful demeanor. Both carry profound childhood traumas that shape their adult behaviors. Kirill's mother tried to kill him as an infant, creating a man who views emotional attachment as weakness. His nightmares reveal the scared child beneath his facade, especially when Sasha comforts him. Sasha's trauma comes from witnessing her family's massacre. "I was hiding under the table when they killed everyone," she confesses. "The tablecloth was soaked with blood. My cousins sacrificed themselves so I could survive." This shared vulnerability marks a turning point. Instead of responding with rage about her deception, Kirill promises to help investigate, recognizing in her pain a reflection of his own. Their trauma creates a complex attachment beyond conventional romance. When Sasha has nightmares about blood pools and her parents' bodies, Kirill listens to her sleep-talking, piecing together her past. Though initially using this information strategically, genuine concern emerges. He recognizes her night terror patterns and keeps her favorite tea ready for when she wakes. The central conflict emerges when Kirill becomes engaged to Kristina Petrov, daughter of a powerful Bratva figure. This political marriage represents his path to becoming Pekhan, leader. When confronted, he coldly explains that Kristina is merely a business transaction until he gains enough power to protect Sasha. When Sasha delivers an ultimatum, choose between us, Kirill refuses yet prevents her from leaving, even imprisoning her in his underground suite for 6 days when she attempts to quit. Unexpectedly, Kirill proposes to Sasha after her imprisonment. Their secret wedding, witnessed only by Victor, suggests Kirill choosing love over convention. As Sasha reflects, "For the first time in years, I feel beautifully feminine. I'm his wife now." This apparent happy ending shatters when Sasha discovers photos of Kirill marrying Kristina anyway. Learning he's been named Pekhan because of this public marriage forces Sasha to question everything. Was any of it real, or was she merely a pawn in his power games? Despite Kirill's monstrous behavior, moments of genuine protection reveal his capacity for redemption. When Sasha is kidnapped by Albanians, he personally leads the assault, vowing, "No one will be able to kill me, or you." His destruction of their hideout shows his willingness to wage war against anyone who harms her. Even his controlling behaviors stem partly from this protective instinct. When he imprisons Sasha after her escape attempt, his declaration, "I'm not letting you go," reflects both possessiveness and a desperate desire to keep her safe in the only way he understands. His dangerous world makes him fear for her safety beyond his control. This theme culminates on their wedding night, when Kirill experiences unprecedented peace falling asleep in Sasha's arms. This vulnerability marks a profound transformation for a man who never trusted anyone enough to lower his guard. Though he questions if this compliant honeymoon phase will last, the moment suggests potential for genuine emotional growth. Just when happiness seems within reach, the novel delivers its most shocking twist. Yuri reveals himself as Sasha's brother Anton in disguise. He shows her footage of Kirill's men attacking Uncle Albert's warehouse and claims their grandmother is injured, urging they escape before Kirill finishes the job. This revelation forces Sasha to question everything. Could Kirill be connected to her family's massacre? Was their relationship his strategy to keep an enemy close? Before she can process these thoughts, they hear ticking, and the novel ends with an explosion as Anton shields her. This cliffhanger weaves together all the novel's themes: betrayal, hidden identities, family loyalty, and the possibility of monsters changing. The explosion destroys both literally and metaphorically the fragile trust they built, leaving readers wondering if anything can survive such devastation. Can love endure when built on lies? Or are some monsters beyond redemption, regardless of how desperately we wish to see the human heart beneath their fearsome exterior?